Maybe a lot of people would like to go. Let's see, how about we open in a word of prayer? Can I ask, Jonathan to open us a prayer again?
Sure. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you that we can come lift our voices to you. We want to worship you today in the spirit and in truth. We pray, Lord, that we could be honored through our singing, and Lord, that you just raise us all up to see you and who you are. Thank you, Lord, for this privilege and opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. So the reason why we're getting passed out in Christ alone, we're not necessarily going to do this whole arrangement, but that is one of the worship songs in the set. So we'll be on stage anyway. And so I'm going to actually check with Nick as to whether or not this will clash with what he's doing. I know he's actually doing the arrangement with the minor part and everything. You know how you guys did that? So I know that part will match. I just don't know what he's planning to do with the rest. He's also doing it as a key lower. So it's instead of the key of D, it's going to be the key of C. So that'll actually feel better.
I like that.
So those are a little bit of the changes. But I thought, hey, if he's doing that song anyway, we might as well throw in some cool harmonies.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay anyway. As long as it doesn't interfere with, let's say, you know, some of his harmonies. But I think he's doing the same arrangement as us. So I will check in on that. But I thought after we go over Power of the Cross, we can just see if you guys remember In Christ Alone. Who was here when we sang that? Was that last Easter or was that Christmas?
Last Easter.
Who was not here when we did that? Oh yeah, we missed Baldwin too. Oh, okay. So just like only a couple of you guys. Okay, it's really easy to pick up. But anyway, let's go over the Power of the Cross first. Did anyone have any questions on this first as you were going through it? So just remember phrasing, right? Just the coming in and out of the volume, just to give each phrase a shape. We're also going to not breathe on the top of page 3, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross, then take a breath, of wood. It's the power of the cross. I'm actually thinking about adding another breath, because I hear people doing it anyway. So I'm kind of like, rather than fight it, we should just embrace it. So when you guys say, took the blade, this is page 4. For the wrath, we stand forgiven at, I think we should breathe there, because I hear people doing that. So we can go, we stand forgiven at the cross. I hear people doing that anyway, yeah. So maybe we should just do it, instead of trying to hold out that at.
But
so that way you could go, we stand forgiven at. Oh, I see. You're not breathing there. Oh, yeah. Oh, I knew there was a reason. Yeah, that would be hard to breathe there. Okay, well, how about if you guys are running out of breath there? Oh, bless you. What are you going to do? Forgiven. You can sneak in a breath after stand or after forgiven, like if you really have to. We stand forgiven at, or we stand forgiven at the cross. Because I think that is kind of a long thing. So you can sneak in a breath after forgiven or after stand then. Okay, yeah, good point, Sean. We can't really.
So you want us to take a breath all at the same time.
Well, I was thinking for at,
yeah.
But since we can't there,
yeah.
Then I think we'll just have to stagger it. We'll have to just try that whole phrase. So if you can do the whole phrase, try it. Sorry, I'm changing my mind again. So try to do the whole phrase. But if you have to breathe, sneak it in after forgiving, if you have to. Okay, that part is good. For page 5, we're not going to breathe after quakes, I think. So, but I do want to pause a little bit. So there's a big pause after maker. So it's going to be now the ground beneath quakes as its maker bows his head. And it's going to be very, you know, slowed down there and very intentional. So that way we can like launch on curtain 22. So it'll sound like, now the ground launch. Do you guys hear that? So that's a real kind of a slowdown, a pause and a slowdown. And then on curtain 22, you can kind of be louder there. I think that's very dramatic. Okay, we'll work on that. The other parts are not too tricky. I think we kind of went over that. So let's try the whole thing, just to see where we are with the notes and see if you guys can throw in some of those dynamics and phrasing, okay? So why don't we all stand? That way we can get our breath. And remember, for breath support, you want to breathe from your diaphragm, which means you're engaging those abdominal muscles. So if the best way actually to feel what I'm talking about is actually lying down. So next time you're in bed, okay? It's true, because it's kind of like, you know, when we're standing up, your first inclination is to breathe from up here. But actually, when you're lying down and you just kind of breathe in through your nose, this will actually go up anyway. It's really weird. So try it lying down, you know, and see if you can, you know, move this area. And you're kind of clenched down here, like, you know, some of us moms who've given birth, we kind of know what that feels like. You're kind of pushing, but not down there. You're not pushing down there. You're kind of pushing right here in the middle. It's like as if someone's about to punch you in the stomach, and you're going, you know, you're clenching just to, so that it won't hurt, right? You're just kind of engaging that muscle so it doesn't hurt. Okay, so that'll help. Like as you're breathing out, you know, kind of have that. It shouldn't be kind of flabby there. It should be kind of engaged. Okay, try that.
Thank you.
a breath. So if you're, if you can't hold it all the way through, which is totally understandable, just sneak in a breath there. So, the however many you need. You know, just don't do it the same time as your neighbor. So that sometimes you can like hear, you know, oh, she breathed. Okay, I can breathe now. You know, sometimes you're both waiting for each other. Like, oh no, when is she going to breathe? So you can decide ahead of time, okay, I'll breathe first and then you can breathe. So that's called staggered breathing. And if everyone does that, it sounds like the choir is all holding it. That's the secret trick. That's great, you guys. Let's go over
that part there.
What part was the part that was tricky for you guys? Was there a question on certain parts there?
On eight. Oh,
yeah. For me, it was eight, but we could do six too.
The key change is interesting, right?
What it is, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's go back to five. Yeah, and the key change. So
on measure 70.
So on page 8, you got to cut that off on slain for us, because on that key change there.
Oh.
That's why it sounded weird. Yeah, you have to come off there.
How about alto?
You gotta cut that off because it's gonna clash. Christ was slain for us. Yeah, right on this. Okay. I almost want to cut that off earlier, but that's a kind of a dramatic note. So sopranos go. Christ was slain for us. Yeah, cut that off right away. And then altos were. And then, what was alto tenors? Slain for us. So your part's pretty easy there. Basses, you guys are going. Slain for us. Awesome. Let's all try that together from Son of God. One more time. Everyone was, that was perfect. One, go.
Measure
70
and on.
Actually, and 70 and on, yeah, the breakdown the there.
Yeah.
So, that right there?
Yeah.
Okay, so ready? So, then the guide of starting. 1, 2, 1. And crescendo into that us as well. One more time, same place. 1, 2, 1. Yes, right there. Great, great, great. Any questions about that? Man's in a little tentative, but it's because you can be a little bit louder there. So it's kind of naturally building up. So go ahead and like bring up the volume as well. Let's also remember to enunciate the k of cross and Christ. Sometimes those hard consonants really help punch that word a little bit more too. Okay, let's go back to page 5 as well. So the timing again on the slowdown. Where am I? The ground beneath Christ as it's made. relaxed and slowing down there. So right when you see quakes as its maker, start to slow down there because there's a big break there. And then bows his head. It's very, it's light, but it's very like intentionally paused. So there's a little bit of a heaviness there. But heaviness not in sense of volume, but more in like, you know, emphasis and the weightiness of what we're saying, okay? So let's try Now the Daylight Flees from the top of page 5. See if we can do that. And it's gonna be hard to be all together, especially if I'm not conducting. But we'll try to listen to each other and see if we can say it together. Okay, so don't forget the S would be, try to hold bows his head a little bit longer. So the S should go on top of his, right? Bows his head. Oh, there's two S's in a row. Bows his head. Yeah. Okay, try the same place again. Now the daylight, please. Rogue S's on bows his head. Bows his head. So really kind of put those S's on last minute. Bows his head. Yeah, because since we're getting quiet there, those will really stick out. And then for curtain 22, feel free to use your chest voice, even sopranos, right? Curtain 22. Yeah, you're kind of popping out there. That's already chest voice for altos. I have to switch there because my chest voice doesn't go that high. So let's start from Now the Daylight Flees again.
Big breath here. Curtain torn in two, dead or alive.
drop your jaw. That will really help. Instead of cross, you hear the difference? That's a big difference. Cross, even cross. Yeah, June?
Can I hear the alto low part from 112 to the end?
Okay, yes. So from We Stand Forgiven?
Yes.
So you just did. Who's going up to the
Julie?
To try the Julie and Layla.
Jill is doing that.
Jill
is
doing it too. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Layla. So okay. So you stay on the E flat, and then okay. Yes. Everybody else. Are we missing some sopranos?
Layla.
Oh, okay. No one else. Okay. Okay. Should we do the whole thing one more time, or do you guys need a break?
Yes.
One more time. Okay, one more time. Okay, very good. You guys sound really good. You guys are getting the dynamics and the phrasing. I'm super happy.
Yay!
Okay.
To see the dawn of the darkest day.
get that during cross. She got the crown on the same time, but that's okay. Good job, though, you guys. Yeah, watch out for the. What's that?
I love that part.
I know. Doesn't that give you chills? Make sure it's not super flat, though. Make sure we get above the note there. Luckily, we have that higher note to kind of, you know, so we can't be too loud. There's still, I still hear an S on the forgiven, not the S, the T.
Oh.
We stand forgiven at the cross. So someone's doing a little bit earlier.
Oh.
So the T should be right before the.
Yeah, T should be right before that. So up if you're on page 4 there, right, the bottom of page 4.
Oh, 4.
It's anytime you have that, right?
Yeah, anytime you have
anytime
that.
Anytime you
cross.
Have that. Because it's also on. Well, it's not so much on the last page, because
yeah.
The ads. It's bottom of page 11. Anytime you have that figure at the cross. So you want to count three counts for at. Three counts there.
Same.
We stand forgiven at the cross. So one, two, three. The cross.
How about page 12? Because there's a rest before the.
Yeah, page 12.
Oh, yeah.
Consonants, it's always you hold out the full note and then you place the consonant on the first beat of the next beat. Wait, that doesn't make sense. On the next beat, yes. So that way the note gets the full count of sound and then it's just punctuated at the end there on the next beat. So, but otherwise it's. Okay, good job, you guys. Okay, have a seat. That was really good. Yeah, you guys are really getting the dynamics. It's really, really powerful. It's gonna be so beautiful. Especially when we have like strings and maybe the trombone. I think that's gonna be beautiful. Okay, let's look at In Christ Alone really quick, just to review. I'm not sure we're gonna do this, but let's just see if we can do it for fun. Do I have this information? Okay, so let's just see how much you guys remember. It's only 3 pages. Oh, wait. Huh? Can I play it in? Let's try it in D first as written, because that's going to confuse me. Let's see how it feels in C, because that's what Nick's going to do it in. Wait a minute, do I even have a key change in here? I don't. Oh, I don't. When is he gonna key change? Okay, well let's just do it as written, how we did it, and then we'll work out the details. I may have to print out new ones if depending on what he's doing. Okay, but let's just see how we're doing, because anyway, the harmonies will be the same. So, yeah, we'll just see if that works. If you get lost, just sing the melody. This is a year ago? Wow. I can't believe it. It's been a year. This is the introduction. Ready, with the altos.
Thank you.
Does that sound, does it feel familiar to anyone? A little bit, right? Yeah. So I'm conflicted because I don't know if I want to teach this too much if it's going to change. That's what's going to confuse everyone so much.
Change it to us.
I know.
We have four people, right?
I know. We're the dominant majority here. Well, I'm going to go, he's going to have a practice with the worship team anyway at his house, so I can kind of spy and see what they're going to do. And then I'll tell you, I should be able to tell you next week. I think it's this Saturday, actually. So if he's going to key change, I think he's going to key change at the last verse there. Because everyone always key changes on No Guilt in Life, right? Well, maybe not. Okay, well, anyway. Let's just go over rehearsal C, so that's page 2. Let's do that minor part. I know he's going to do the minor part because he asked me about that. So since he asked me about it, I know he's going to do it. So once again, soprano 0. Melody here, so. I know Thomas went up, and did you go down, Ricky?
Yeah, it was Laura and Thomas.
Okay, and then what was your preference? I forgot your name.
Key.
That's right. Would you like to go up or stay down?
No.
What's that? No. No, you don't know. Okay, maybe stay down then, because that's a little easier there. And, you're gonna hear bursting fire, and that's your note right there. You remember your part, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear all the tenors from rehearsal C26 there. Basses in. Hold on to that for now. Basses get this chromatic thing. For Baldwin. Baldwin wasn't here last time. So you're going C2, 3. everyone their same place. They're in the ground, starting with the alto. From the beginning, okay? Since we have some time. So you better hear in Christ, ooh. Basically, the first note of the alto is your note basis. In Christ, try this in the key of C, because we are going to start in the key of C. Can we try it in the key of C? So say,
the whole song.
Just the beginning here. Let's hear what that sounds like. Does anyone have perfect pitch? No? Okay, good. You won't be bothered then. Perfect pitch people will be like, I'm singing a D and I'm singing a C. Okay. That will bother certain people. Yeah, I'm changing the key. You may not notice that I'm changing the keys. So in Christ alone, ooze of hells. So altos, you're just on the melody. So that's that will be today. We call this like relative pitch, where it doesn't matter if you switch the key, everything in relation to each other should be the same. Okay, so let's try it from there. So, yeah. For congregation, it has to be lower because the congregation can't go that high.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you notice, all the songs have to be transposed down.
Yeah.
Because the worship leaders have been rebuked for picking really high keys.
Oh,
so
good.
Some of them, I'm not going to mention names, but there are some notorious worship leaders that seem to go very high because they themselves are tenors. So they like to go high. So sometimes they pick these really high keys and no one else can sing it.
Yeah, sometimes they'll just have to sing an octave higher because it's so low, I can't sing.
Oh, yeah, and then that is hard. So, I mean, I personally have mixed feelings with that because if you lower the key, it drops the energy. So if you listen to the congregation, in Christ, I mean, everyone's asleep. When you raise the key and you force people to, suddenly everyone, it energizes the worship. So I have mixed feelings about that because you do cut out, some people just drop out and they don't sing if it's too high. But then if they really go for it, it really energizes. So it's really kind of controversial. So, but anyway, let's try that again. I forgot to go over the tenor part. Let's go over the tenor part real quick. You guys get to do that and do the second verse too. One, two. Christ alone. Who took on flesh? Actually, I think it's going to happen on No Guilt in Live, actually. If it's going to happen, it'll probably happen there. So after... it's probably going to happen there. But we'll stay tuned. Let me talk to Nick and see what he plans to do. Okay.
If by Saturday, you know they change it, can you revise the score?
Yes,
give
for sure.
New score.
I want to give a shout out to Julie, who I texted her. No, I didn't even text her. I emailed her at 10:30 last night, which really is 11:30. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is 11:30. She was awake, and I just happened to say.
I got an email at midnight, so I
was like. Well, I was like, if you have In Christ Alone already at church, can we pull it out?
Home, so I was.
But it was so she stayed up and she pulled out and she made extra copies for at home past midnight.
Because some people took them just last
night. So thank you, Julie. Oh my God. I'm so sorry for being so last minute. I'm very, I had a very busy week. So thank you, Julie.
So let me know on Saturday.
Okay, I will hopefully give you more notice.
Yeah.
More notice of that.
Those of us that were having Christ alone last year, she returned the same copy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have my marks in here.
Me too.
No, I give them the same book number. So next time, because otherwise, if I give soprano and alto, it would be confusing.
Okay,
and then the
so
organized. Like some people, like Shana or Alice and John, I know they'll come back. So I'm temporarily retiring their jersey, like the
past. Oh, wow.
And then when they come back, they'll get the same number.
So you guys are personally loved in choir by Julie and Yake.
No, I the basketball.
You cannot escape. This is your copy, okay, you guys?
Because otherwise, if I give a base and some friends of their
teachers. Yeah. Wow.
But for some,
that's
they're
amazing.
Like too many squiggles. I just chuck it out and make a fresh copy.
Oh, wow.
Because I can't even see. I don't know how they can see it, though. And some people have highlight, and then somebody might use it, so I just chuck it out.
Wow, so she is doing copy management here, and amazing, thank you so much. So she's being the librarian, and that was, what time did you go to bed? Did you go to bed at like 2?
1 o'clock old time, so it's 2 o'clock.
Oh no.
I usually go to bed real late.
Sorry, Julie. Well, thank you so much for
helping me get to bed. I was thinking of taking a nap when we drive here, but his car died down this morning, so I had to drive.
Wow. Oh no, okay, okay.
I think it's a battery.
Well, just to give you a preview, the other songs we're singing are All Praise to Him. So that's the first song, and then the second song is In Christ Alone. The third song is Jesus, Thank You. I love that song. Jesus said, once you're an army, not seated at your table. So I might actually have an arrangement for that. Jesus, thank you. And then after that, then we'll sing our Power of the Cross. And then we sit down. And then there's the sermon. And then we don't have to come back up. So we're off the hook for the last song, which
is it Crown Him?
Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Yeah.
Do you guys already know the set?
I still know this.
Yeah, he already said.
He did? Oh, because you're singing. Are you singing on the worship team?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. So you might not be able to sing with us for these songs.
Yeah,
you will.
She'll just
say the song. I don't know. Whatever you and Nick want.
Oh, okay.
No, but the Power of the Cross, you can come over.
Yeah, you can come over the cross. Yeah, to the choir, I mean.
Yeah.
And then go back. He might have different parts for you than as a backup vocalist. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay, thank you guys. I'm sorry if you guys are going to ACE class. You're kind of late already. But thank you for your hard work, you guys. Thank you.
Because the other
song's not. That's right. You're doing double duty that day.
And then I'll practice.